Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hit 'em high, and you hit 'em low, hit 'em low.
Your wife got no game. I'm breaking you out the frame, coming through like a train. Looking to take over the whole world is my goal. With my unstoppable crew taking all control. You can't get none of this. We're running this. Well, take up, earth shaker, 3-point gunning this. Get off the lane, I'm coming through. And if you don't wanna move, I'm coming right through you.
It's like inch by inch and step by step, I'm closing in on your position. And destruction is my mission. No, 8 is not enough, your whole squad better duck. It's like switch when I bust, now your whole crew is dust. Coming through my area, I'ma have to bury you. The real scream team on your screen scene. It's like showdown under Rago. Tell me who wanna tangle with together. With stop the neighborhood superhero.
Came to bring the ultimate pain upon the brain, untamed. You will like it when I change into a type strange. Make low maniacal, monster in the game. And I got my eye on you, dead shot aim. As free throws keep coming down like rain. You feeling me, I'm feeling you, the monster gang. I'm telling you, pass me the rock, now I'm headed to the basket. Get up out my way is what you better do. My tactics is unsportsmanlike conduct, you better ask it. Don't get no better than this. You catch my drift, you get stripped by ball handlers, ruled by swag hammer. Danger, you dealing with official hoop bangers. With hang time, like a coat hanger. Jump with thunderous 360 degree tight dunks. What up, Doc? The monster funk.
Lightning strikes, the court lights get dim. Supreme competition is about to begin. Above the rim, finessing it, moves is animated. Once I get the ball in, I can't be deflated. A rugged paw, my monsters is getting money. With clicks, get the bugging, I'm snatching up their bunnies. Every step I take shakes the ground. I make you break your ankle, son, shake you down. This is my planet, about business, the best that ever done it. Can I get a witness? A cumulus cloud brings darkness up above. You in it for the money, or in it for the love, MJ? 23 ways to make a pay. Lounging in the mothership, back around my way. A 28 light years old. If the rep get political, dribble like Bob Dole. Am I getting lyrical? Daddy, I think so. Monster, top of flavor, fluid, no 20 floating.
Rocket Sports Breakdown. First off, my apologies for being late tonight. You know, when it's your birthday, that sort of thing tends to happen. We're a little bit pressed for time tonight, but I just wanted to come on and do another 30-minute segment, just kind of give you guys an update on what's going on with Rocket and what's going to happen with the future of the show. We're heading in the right direction. We got some things going on. As some of you may know, my contract ended up with Worldwide Core Radio just a couple weeks ago, officially. It was supposed to be last week. Last week was supposed to be the final show, and what ended up happening was I decided to end my contract a lot sooner due to financial issues and, you know, things related to that. So, but that's not to take away anything from my time. Now, I love those guys. I love being there. I love being at the studio, and I will be back there. Hopefully later this year. I'll say maybe the summer if I'm lucky, maybe the fall again, much like last year. We'll see what happens. But you will see Rocket back at Worldwide Core Radio, and you'll see the show back at Worldwide Core Radio again. If not this year, then next year for certain. Also, because of that, I'm back on Blog Talk Radio once again. This time I'm back on fully committed, much more committed than before, instead of just doing a 30-minute podcast. The show's going to go back to the full 2 hours starting next Wednesday, and it'll be airing every Wednesday evening from 6 p.m. Actually, I'm going to say 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I just feel like it's more better that way, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's just more sufficient. So the times have yet to be officially determined, so it could be 7 to 9 p.m. or 8 to 10 p.m. I'm still kind of working that out right now. There will be a two-hour broadcast. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just happy to be back. Happy to be back. Also, yours truly will have a new co-host last year, and then even in 2012, late in the year, I had a co-host who went by the name of Lisa Morris, who was phenomenal, just a great person, a great individual, knows her stuff, very into sports, got a lot of great respect for her. She's just a phenomenal individual. This time I'm going to have a new guest, a former Detroiter, former Michigander. She's currently out living in California now. Her name is Wendy Bellamy. She's going to be an occasional co-host. That doesn't mean she's going to be on every week, because her schedule with her, something could come up, and there's going to be some nights where you just may see Rocky by himself, or just be a rotating co-host or a guest co-host. You never know, but she will be my top co-host, one of my top co-hosts, and I'm looking forward to that. She's also going to be broadcasting from California, so she's going to be out there on the West Coast. So the time zone may be different from her a little bit, but I think that she can handle it. She certainly reached out to yours truly on Facebook just a few weeks back, and we talked and we discussed what we were going to do, and we just decided to go ahead and just do that. So she will be on hopefully next week. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun to do. I'm looking forward to being on air alongside with her. She's a phenomenal individual, very dedicated and committed to her careers and everything that she's do. She contributes in such a major way, especially in the acting industry, the film acting industry. She's just phenomenal, and I'm hoping nothing but the best for her out there on the West Coast. She's been out there for about a month or so now, and getting used to the new nightlife that's out there, which is phenomenal, very phenomenal. I also wanted to say, yes, it is my 28th birthday today, and yeah, I'm happy that I'm still living, breathing. I shouldn't be, but I am. But I feel good. I feel wonderful, and I'm just happy to still be alive and breathing and being able to do the things that I love doing. And that right there is what will carry me over from one phase to the next. That's the beauty. That's the whole beautiful situation. So yeah, that's the story with me. It's that's been the way it has been for the most part. And I'm just excited for everything that lies ahead. It's a new chapter. And I'm back on stage now doing my stand-up comedy shows. So I just did a show Monday night recently, so I'm out there doing some things. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to getting back into more film acting work within these next few months. It's just basically a lot of auditions going on, not a lot of film shoots taking place right now, but that's going to change once the springtime hits and once the summer gets here for certain. So there's going to be a lot of projects that are going to be shooting, including mine. I got two films that are going to be guaranteed to come out this year. I got one that's still up in the air. I got another one that's going to be coming out next year. So I'm just gearing up for what's going to be another big year. And last year there was a lot of big things that I did, and I was just happy. I was just happy, just very happy to being able to do the things I love. I think most people can take a page out of that book. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm just happy. I'm just happy for everything that was happening. But getting into sports, we do have a little bit of time. I just want to say congratulations to everybody that took part in the Olympics, to all the winners, everybody that took home the trophy cases, you know, the awards. Russia took home 33. They pretty much outdid the U.S., who finished in second place at 28. Norway had 26. Canada had 25. And the Netherlands had 24 total medals. What did USA in was the hockey competitions, because both the men and the women's team lost. Both losses were to Canada. The men's team, they lost. It was just kind of bad. You know, one of the games you saw a 2-0 lead late in the final period, two unanswered goals, going to overtime, and then a third extra goal by Canada, and they ended up winning. And then the other game was a 1-0 shutout. It was just bad. The hockey competitions really helped Canada. They benefited a lot from the competitions. We saw some players getting injured, including Zetterberg on the Red Wings, who's going to be out for another 6 weeks. So that's going to be hurtful. That's a big loss. I think you can't take away a player's passion to want to participate in the Olympics. Let's just put that out there. But you also have to remember and understand is that it's a risk as well. It's like taking part in all-star competition in the major pro sports. Somebody could get hurt. Somebody could end up suffering a crucial, devastating injury that could derail him down the stretch. And that's not something that you want, especially if you're a player that's on a team that's contending for a championship. It's not something that you want. It's not something that you want to deal with. But it is what it is. It's an issue. It's something that needs to be resolved a little bit. Something that players might want to take consideration into doing, whether or not they want to go through with this, whether or not it's something that they want to do. But for the most part, that's something that you have to be fully aware of. So with that being said, once again, congratulations to everybody that won in the All-Star competition. I'm sorry, the Olympic competitions. And, you know, it was a big thing to do. It was a big thing to do, you know, for them to take part in. And, you know, we saw some phenomenal competitions that took place this past weekend and even before this past weekend. Speaking of birthdays, we got some birthdays that we got announced today. It's not, as you know, it's not just Rocket's birthday, but we got a lot of birthdays that took place. We got one big name in baseball. First of all, happy birthday to JT Snow, who is now 46 years old as of today. He's a former longtime baseball player. Spent a lot of time mostly with the San Francisco Giants. He was drafted. He made his debut with the Yankees in 1992, played 1 year there, spent the next 3 years with the California Angels. And then that's when he went over to the Giants and from 97 to 2005. Played with the Boston Red Sox in 2006. Did not play in 2007 because he retired from baseball, began working as a color commentator on the Giants radio broadcast, and ended up being away from baseball for a whole year. Went back to the Giants in 2008 for a one-day contract just to retire as a San Francisco Giant, just to retire from the organization. He is a six-time Gold Glove Award winner. He's done some big things for the organization, playing on those Giant teams that had, you know, Barry Bonds and Ellis Burks and, you know, just a team that was trying to come up and everything. Went to the Giants, went to the 2002 World Series with the Giants. Unfortunately, they lost to the Angels that year, which was a close one. It was a close competition. it was a tough one. It came down to the wire a little bit. The Angels prevailed, and they ended up winning, and they took home the trophy. So congratulations to them. Happy birthday to Von Miller. He is 25 years old today. It's a birthday for him, but it might not be a great birthday celebration for the guy because his Broncos team lost in the Super Bowl to the Seattle Seahawks in a game in which he did not take part in because it wasn't a very good season for him. First of all, he was suspended for six games, the first six games of the season, due to violating the league policy rules. He basically appealed the suspension, attempted to appeal it. He posted on his Twitter that he didn't do anything. He was innocent. He lost the appeal, had to take the six-game suspension, and apparently he cheated on a drug test. Came back midway through the season, but then he only ended up playing for maybe 2 months of the season and got injured in the second to the last final game of the regular season against the Houston Texans, where he tore his ACL and did not play the rest of the year, including the postseason and the Super Bowl. Who knows what that defense could have looked like with him in the lineup because he has been their best undisputed defensive player, their defensive captain by far, and it just wasn't a good year. It's kind of a rocky year for him being in and out of football as far as being suspended, coming back and then getting hurt and missing time due to a devastating injury. He'll be back next year, and that's a good positive sign. And hopefully the Broncos can make another run with Peyton Manning, assuming he comes back. We'll see what happens with Champ Bailey. We'll see what happens with Eric Decker. That's also a big, big, big situation that the Broncos have to deal with. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. And finally, happy 27th birthday to Darius Hayward Bay, who was drafted in 2009 by the Oakland Raiders. He was the seventh pick overall, played there from 2009 to 2012, and came over to the Indianapolis Colts last season. Right now, he has 169 career receptions with 2,380 yards and 12 touchdowns. He only had just 29 catches for 309 yards and just one touchdown this past season with the Colts. So, nonetheless, happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to all the other players. Also, happy birthday to Robert Mathis, who is 33 years old. Chris Draft, who is 38. Sam Coward, who's 39, Marshall Faulk, who is 41 years old today. Looking forward to being back on air next week. And like I said, it's going to be a two-hour broadcast. Just check me out on Facebook. I'm not always on there, but check me out on Facebook. You'll see me posting some things on there related to, you know, everything I do. I will be back on stage again next Monday. Next Monday, either at Laugh Tracks Comedy Club or the New Way Bar in Ferndale. The Laugh Tracks Comedy Club is in Novi. I was there the other night. I've been there a lot now since Christmas, being back on stage again after a nine-month layoff. So I will be back. I'm also looking forward to, again, getting back into the filming business, broadcasting this show, which I love doing. A lot of things are going to be coming up. The NBA season is about to kick off into high gear. We also got baseball spring training, which is kicking off as of this past week. We also have the NHL playoffs, which are going to be coming up. The NBA playoffs are going to be coming up down the stretch. And March Madness, that is the next big thing to look forward to. So let's go. Let's get it. For Rocket, I'm looking forward to being on air with you guys next week. Check your local times. Check me out on Facebook for additional information. Till then, take care of yourselves. Get ready for a power trip. And Rocket will be back next week. Be on the lookout. See ya.